RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Early Man, now playing in area theaters.
Some 5,000 years ago, plucky innovators figured out bronze and launched mankind into a giant leap forward in the arts and sciences of tools, towns, and trade. Logically, bronze did not start everywhere all at once. It was born in some particular place and migrated. Imagine being the last to know about it. An early man, a Stone Age tribe somewhere in the ancient Manchester, England postal code, blissfully hunted rabbits, unaware their little valley hideaway surrounded by nasty volcanic badlands, was about to be overrun by ore-hungry Bronze Age brutes. Aardman Animations, famous for the Wallace and Gromit series, Chicken Run, and Shaun the Sheep movie, style stop-motion claymation features, will show you not all human progress is smooth. If you think technology hijacks attention spans today, wait until you see how greedy bronzniacs and early soccer fanatics regard their society's have-nots in this silly, yet chipper, kid introduction to class exploitation. Did you know soccer is a direct result of the asteroid which obliterated the dinosaurs? While you are attempting to explain to your children that early humans did not, in fact, share time and space with those lumbering lizards, the meteorite in the film cools off and the cavemen find it amusing to kick it back and forth, establishing the ideas for goalposts and no hands at the same time. Early Man's protagonist tribe are not as creative as their soccer-creating ancestors. Their most ambitious and curious member, Doug, voiced by Eddie Redmayne, tries to inspire the group to take on a woolly mammoth. But Chief Bobnar, voiced by Timothy Spall, knows the capabilities and extent of the tribe's derring do. They shall stick to bunny rabbits. The Bronze Age rolls into the tribe's secluded valley, evicts them into the nasty badlands full of giraffe-sized saber-toothed ducks, and begins to disintegrate the forest to make way for the mines. Doug must do something to save his tribe and his home. As a classic Aardman hero, he is completely innocent and optimistic, but not without flaws. Doug's lack of awareness and lack of cynicism trip him up. He doesn't see things coming. This endless optimist believes anything is possible, even though he has limited potential to confidently see any plan through execution. However, you're going to root for him. He comes from the everyday, an ordinary character who can do extraordinary things. Perhaps it's his ordinariness which makes him heroic. Doug's tormentor is Lord Newth, voiced by Tom Hiddleston. Newth is a puffed-up, pompous villain. Perhaps more ignorant than truly menacing, Newth's self-importance is only rivaled by his fetish for running his hands through mounds of bronze coins and cheering on his champion soccer team, Real Bronzio. His enormous chest, small hands, and bald head are accentuated by an outrageous, morbid French accent. Think Monty Python and the Holy Grail bad. Lord Newth is the Bronze Age version of the Austin Powers Goldmember spoof, I Love Bronze! Doug challenges Real Bronzio to a soccer match, the champions versus the cavemen, who have never played before. The stakes are the valley. Should the cavemen lose, it will be slavery in the mines. The humor in Early Man is very British. Many of the gags are going to go right over your American kids' heads. The adults will straight up guffaw at the most wonderful joke, which is a setup of the phrase, Early Man United. The sense of detail and precision which go to great pains to land a pun is quite admirable. While Early Man's story is lacking in almost all respects, its riffs on everyday life are refreshing. Consider the duality of taking years to see a claymation project to completion, and the painstaking process it takes merely to produce a few seconds of film, while at the same time producing a movie more silly than comedy. The end result is a featherweight compared to the obvious brow sweat which went into it. Aardman sports a built-in audience who cherish their films. I adored Shaun the Sheep, but Doug and his tribe are no cheeky flock of clay ovines. I am baffled how director Nick Park could storyboard Early Man's ideas and scenes for years and emerge with a story so flimsy and throwaway, nobody will remember it a day later. The kids will like Hognob, Doug's faithful warthog friend, and the girls in the audience will relate to Guna, voiced by Maisie Williams, a gifted soccer player not allowed to play on the sacred turf, because no girls allowed. To its credit, Early Man, like all the Aardman films, is uncynical. Its spirit is pure, its characters are pure, and it is also pure fluff. That is why I give Early Man 2 out of 4 stars.
Early Man is rated PG, now playing its Studio Movie Grill Seminole, Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, AMC Sundial 20 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas.
RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.